Hey, Rumi. You forgot your keys again. Oh, let me guess. You had a bad day at work again? I'm so sorry. They know they can't keep overworking their employees every day, right? It's gonna stay like that for 2 more weeks. Oh gosh, Rumi. You look so stressed out and tired. I know what we're gonna do. We'll go crash on the sofa and we'll relax for a little while, okay? And maybe we could put on that show we talked about. Or maybe you just want to talk? Oh, both? Okay, so you want to put some comfy clothes on first? Okay, great. I'll wait for you. Already? I haven't even found the show yet. Do you want to sit with me over there? No. Of course I don't mind if you sit right next to me. Come on, come here. I'll just grab that blanket. In case I make you cold, you know, vampires are not the warmest species. Alright, so you wanted to talk? No, I don't look surprised. It's just that you don't often seem like you want to open up to me, you know? So, what is it that you want to talk about? Work? You'll manage work, you're just going to be tired? Oh yeah? What's going on then? No, you're not being an inconvenience, talk to me, please. You've been feeling down and lonely lately, and you constantly feel stressed out? Rumi. You know I'm here for you, right? You can talk to me. About anything. You've always been here for me when I needed it the most, so please. Let me do that for you now, okay? No, you're not bothering me. Stop. You know, vampires get rejected all the time. From everywhere, without any other reason except for that we drink blood, so I've had my fair share of loneliness, you know. I know how you feel, and I know you really don't deserve this. To be honest, the only moments I don't feel lonely is when I'm with you, so I'm sorry I can't make you feel the same with me. You don't feel lonely with me, but you're scared of getting close to me. Is it because I'm a vampire? I'm not going to eat you, you know. Oh, okay. You want us to be more than this? Like, more than roommates? But, no, stop. Okay, I don't deserve better than you. Shh, stop and listen. Please, Rumi, look at me. Before I met you, I was so alone and lost. I had no family, just no one was here for me, you know? I couldn't even find a place to live, and I don't know what I would have done if I didn't meet you. So many people rejected me. But not you, because you didn't care about what I was. You accepted me for who I am, because that's what you do. You love everyone. You're sweet and wonderful, and I have never met anyone who's more worth loving than you. You made my life so much more livable, and there is nothing I would like to do more than to do the same for you, so please, please allow me to. I want to give myself to you. I'm so glad you feel the same way. I was so scared you were going to reject me. I love you too. I'm glad to see you smile. Oh? You want to cuddle me? Sure. Oh, gosh. Can I put my head on your chest, please? Oh, man. I have dreamt about this for so long. I can't believe it's finally happening. Oh, God. Your heart's beating so fast. Are you still stressed out? Oh. It's okay. I'm here. Shh. Relax. Does it feel good when I rub your chest with my arm? Mm-hmm. Maybe I could do more to help you relax. So you want me to do something for you? Anything, sweetheart. Oh, sweetie. I wished I could spend eternity with you too, but... you know... it's a big deal once you're a vampire. There's no going back. Are you sure you want to be a vampire? Since when? A little after we met. So you're really sure about this? You want me to transform you? Okay. Yeah. I'll transform you. But there is one condition, okay? I want you to let me help you relax. And I want to make you feel really good. You know? Oh, what do I have in mind? Well, I thought that maybe I could keep rubbing your lower stomach like that. And then I could start teasing you. You know, a bit lower. Then I could pull your pants down and slowly start to give you a really nice hand job until right before you peak, you would just have to hold it a little bit longer for me while I would bite your neck so you would start transforming. And then you don't see the point of doing that while biting you. Well, basically, how transformation works is that I'll bite your neck, and while doing so, I'll spit my venom right into your blood, which will make you feel very tense for a few seconds. That's where I finish jerking you off and give you the best orgasm of your life, and then your body will start embracing the venom. And a few seconds later, you'll feel really relaxed, especially after the wonderful orgasm I would give you. So, what do you say? No, it shouldn't be painful, except the bite, but I don't have to go deep, so don't worry. You'll just be really tense, and the venom will prevent you from bleeding, so I'll just have a little taste of you after biting you. No, sweetie, it's not all of a sudden. I'm dead serious about this. I really want to give myself to you. I've fantasized about this for so long. Please, let me do that for you. Good choice. You won't regret it. I promise. So, I'll gently go lower with my hand and start teasing your cock, as promised. Feel my fingers tracing up and down your cock. Oh God, it feels so big. Do you like it? Good. So, first, let me pull your pants down for you. Can I do that? Okay. Wow. Sweetie. You're so hard for me already. You have a really nice cock. You know that. All right. Well, let me sit on your lap, facing you. So I can reach your neck with my mouth and your cock with my hands. So, I'll start slowly, jerking your gorgeous cock. Just like. Do you like it? Oh God, you feel so good. No. Don't thrust your hips. Just let me stroke you. And relax. Like me kissing you while I stroke your cock? Okay. Well, I'll tease your balls with my other hand. Ah, I can see how you like that. I'll go a bit faster now, okay? You love how my hands feel, don't you? No, sweetie. Please, keep looking at me. You're so hot. The way you look at me is so sexy. I can feel you getting so tense, but I don't want you to come yet. Okay? Just a little longer. You're doing really good, but I'm not going to slow down while I bite you, so you can build that huge load for me. Yeah? Do you think you can do that for me? Oh, I can tell you're getting really close. Just a little more, and I'll bite you. Yeah? You still sure about this? Oh, good. Ready? Oh, yes. Oh, that's it, baby. Let it all out. I want that huge load. Every last drop. Oh, well done. Yes. Yes, that's it, baby. Come all over my hands. Baby, is that all for me? So, starting to feel relaxed? I'm glad. It's good that I made you feel better. I love you, sweetie. Stay relaxed, okay? I'll clean you up. Here you go. Can I cuddle you again while you finish your transformation? Your heart is beating slower now. I can't wait to spend eternity with you. Okay, let me tell you about being a vampire.